Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, overnight on Twitter, there was a number of people highlighting issues they were having when it comes to buying stuff, buying products and various different things online and entering an Irish address for delivery. Sean was one of those people. He's here with us on News Talk. Sean, what issues did you face?
Overall, my experience with the post has been fine, especially since the introduction of the air codes. Post hasn't gone lost or missed anything like that there. Just really the experience with using the Irish language and the post purchasing from England. At one stage, I received emails back looking for a name and an address in the English language. So it was kind of more from a discriminatory point of view that really that came across. It wasn't an issue with FADAs or anything like that there. So, I was quite blunt about that. Like, my name, my address is in the Irish language. That's what I use. That's what I always use.
And your surname is Askelga, is it?
It's O'Dovlan, yeah.
Okay.
So that's Gelga, and that's all I use. Like, so it's quite crazy to think, really, like that somebody would be asking you, like, for your name in an English language. Like, it seems to be acceptable to ask that against people with Irish surnames, but it wouldn't be acceptable against anyone else.
And Sean, did you say, sorry, this happened with a company in England, was it, when you purchased a product?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, and there's never been an issue with that. No, to be fair, in Ireland or from any purchases I've ever made on the European continent, like, it was only that one experience from a company in England. But overall, any purchases I've made in England have been no problems, to be quite honest. It was only that one case.
Okay. I imagine, obviously, the use of the air code now. I mean, you know yourself, when you're kind of purchasing anything anywhere, you're nearly asked for your air code all the time. And, you know, I imagine that makes things an awful lot easier now as well.
It does, absolutely. It's in my own case, we live out in the countryside. So before that, like, we didn't even have, like, a house number, you know. So, like, for especially for couriers, like, I think the air code makes a massive difference. Like I said, with that one experience, it wasn't so much a problem with the couriers. I know that's what your show is about today, but it was just that kind of discriminatory point of view. Like, sometimes you will get people asking you for an address or that in English, which is very inappropriate, really, to be asking that, you know.
Did you say, Sean, that you thought that was anti-Irish discrimination, or did I imagine that?
It came across it, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
in what way, Sean?
It seems very acceptable even for a lot of Irish people to ask you, oh, what's your name in English? What's your name in English? You know, Ireland's a very diverse country today. You wouldn't ask anybody else of any other background, what's your name in English? You know, if an Irish person wants to use their name, their address in the Irish language, that should be accepted on face value. You know, it is supposedly the first language in the country, but yeah, it seems to be an acceptable form of discrimination to constantly ask a person what's their name in English. And, you know, with this purchase at that time from England, the email I received, certainly the tone of it was that, oh, we don't use Irish, what is it in English, like, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, Sean, listen, thanks for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Go on, my good Andrea.
Yeah, 1890 453 106. If this isn't something that you've experienced yourself, as I said, this all kicked off on Twitter overnight. Conal is also on the line. Is this something that you've experienced too?
Yes, well, it is. I've had experiences of it both sides of the border, kind of with Royal Mail in the north, and then kind of with Ampost in the south. And I think the caller before me there raised a couple of interesting points. You know, it is a fundamental right to be able to display your address and your name in Irish. I think it's indicative of kind of the failure of the state over the last 100 years to kind of to actively promote it and to revive the language. You know, I think we're kind of past the stage of goodwill when it comes to this here. There is serious legislative need to be looking at this here. There's actually a bill going through the Dáil at the minute, the official languages bill, which is kind of a fear to come of this stuff that we're. You know, there was a debate last week, which I thought was crazy, 100 years after the state was founded, that the right to use the Shinu on your name. And I think when people ask, you know, what is your name in English, or what is your place name in English, none of these names in English make any sense. You know, if we're to be honest about this here, none of it makes any sense. Dublin doesn't make any sense. Ballyhackleyan makes sense. You know, there is sense that English version of names, or the anglicised version of names, 9 times out of 10, when when Britain was translating our names, it wasn't a translation. It was generally looking at phonetics or generally hearing how something sounded, okay, and regurgitating them in an English fighting.
Yeah, we got Anton Post actually about this just to see what the story is, Conal, and they said that you know, they always deliver post to an address regardless if it's in English or Irish, as we are required by the law to do so. The only time on post will return post is when the address is incorrect or unlegible as well.
Well, I done my undergraduate down in Galway, actually in Irish, funnily enough, and I had a few instances when I was there. I had ordered stuff online from Irish companies that the postman or the foreign voice had difficulty in delivering it because I had the address down in Irish. I've experienced that firsthand. I've also experienced it down at a different context in the north. But the point being there that if the error code is there and if the I've had postmen who have refused to deliver stuff to my house, I would always use my address in Belfast in Irish. And I've had postmen refuse to deliver it on the basis that they are unable to read or that the reading is ineligible, which is factually incorrect. All you need is the house number and the postcode or the error code, and it should be.
Well, I suppose error codes are only something, you know, really have come in here in recent times.
Yeah, well, big time. And I think the caller before made an interesting point too. It does seem to become a bit of a kind of all right discrimination, if that's a term that we can use. You know, that you can ask people like that you can ask people their names or what is your name in English. I think it's a very interesting point, and I think, you know, as we 99% of people, quite a lot of people would have their names in Irish. We need to be mindful of that. There are people in our cities and towns across Ireland now are attempting to reclaim the language and attempting to reclaim their heritage by using the Irish version, not even the Irish version, the correct version of their names and the correct version of the place names. And issues like this here are popping up all too often, to be honest.
Okay, let me bring in Aidan as well. What are your thoughts on this, Aidan?
Yeah, it's something that's kind of annoyed me for a long time. Whenever I get post back or whenever I get a parcel with it's crossed out and what's the address in English. And for me, it's not just because I speak Irish, but I suppose what really annoys me about our place names and our town names is they don't mean anything in English. All the reason we have our street names and our all the signs on all our streets in both languages, because the Irish language actually means something. I mean, Galway means something. Galway doesn't. Corkig means something. Cork doesn't. And if we're serious as a country about, you know, somebody came along basically hundreds of years ago and just bastardized all these names and said, no, let's force these made up names on Ireland as a part of cultural oppression. And it really annoys me when in our own country, and I know on post are saying that they will always, and I haven't had that much bad experience with on post, but
yeah,
other
they said like they have to by law, they're required
they to. Law, yeah. Yeah, but other courier companies and other companies who force you to use these made-up English names. So it is a bit frustrating. And what I'd like to see, and I suppose I do have a bit of hope, because I think more and more people are going back using their Irish versions of their names or Irish versions of place names. And there's a lot of hope there for the language when you see things like that. Mm. And when you see other countries like India, who was obviously colonised, and they've started changing their place names back from the made-up English names back to the Indian names. I mean, they changed Bombay to Mumbai, and there's a whole program of people reclaiming the original names of their towns and villages. It would be great to see that happening in Ireland. Okay. It would be great to see people using the original names and addresses.
Yeah, can I put this text to you from Mary? She's got in touch with us here in the News Talk text line today, Aidan, and she says, Andrea, why is that man getting so much airtime about his name in Irish? The majority of people can't speak the language. That's why they ask for the English version. Some people would do anything to get on the airwaves. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily relating to you specifically, Aidan, but just what's your view on that?
Because this person has decided to use the original place name of their town, of their village, of their street, instead of some name that somebody made up as part of cultural oppression to put us down. And somebody's come across and crossed out that original name and said, no, that's not good enough. So that's why it's getting airtime, because we're still accepting these names that mean nothing and telling people that they can't use the original forms of their names and place names. And it's ridiculous when you think about it. Most of these other, and I gave the example of India there, if somebody tried to come along to us in today's day and age and say to us, no, you can't call your city Dublin, we're forcing you to call it something else, and that we just all accepted it. I think it's high time we turned around and we said, no, let's reclaim these lovely names. We all know the names of our counties in Irish. Why can't we at least start with that and say, why can't we use our place names everywhere, the original form of them? And okay. It's not like people aren't going to go to Galway if you call it Galway. It's not like people don't go to Dunlera because it's called Dunlera or Dunleary, as people like to say. They still go to these places if they have names in Irish.
And just, Conal, finally to you, you know, Mary's not alone in that message that she sent into us here in the News Talk text line today. A lot of people making the point to us here this afternoon that, look, if you want the package and it's going to guarantee you'll get it, would you not just put the address down in English?
I don't even think it's a case of it being a principal point. You know, I wouldn't, if I've ordered a T-shirt or a Fred Parry top off ASOS, I wouldn't let the address put me off that much. But I think there is a case of principle in that there that we have to kind of stand firm on these here things, that we are talking about a language here. And people sometimes get frustrated when you begin to talk about colonisation and you begin to describe what Aidan's just described there, but people coming here and changing our place names and that there. We have to kind of take a bit of a stand on this here, I think. We have to kind of be firm in our assertion and to assert our names and to be proud of our names and culture and heritage. Okay. It isn't a case of, I don't put my address down in areas to make it awkward for anybody. I don't put my address, I don't use my name as Gaeilge to inhibit anybody from saying my name, which happens more times than not. I do because it's the language which I choose to live my everyday life through. It's the language which I choose to kind of converse with my friends, my family, my other half and all that there. I think it's quite remiss and quite disrespectful to demand in a state where Irish is the official language or one of the official languages that I would have to use English.
Okay, all right.
To do so.
Conal and Aidan, thanks for getting in touch with us here in Lunchtime Live today. This listener says, Unpost welcomes and facilitates addresses as Gaeilge and even returns undeliverable items with endorsements in presented language of choice. Their aim is to deliver all accepted mail bearing a legitimate address on the package as well. You can keep your messages coming into us on 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, a little earlier, we were speaking about addresses as Gaeilge, and Nessa is here with us too on Lunchtime Live. Why did you get in contact with us in relation to this, Nessa?
Hi, Andrea. It only came to light at the end of the school year last year, and obviously we were in the middle of the pandemic then and everything was closed down. But my daughter's second year end of school report didn't arrive. And I found it strange, and I got in contact with the school, and thankfully there was someone kind of in and out keeping tabs on things in the school, and they had said they'd sent it out, and she goes to a Gael Cláiste, so all our address and all the correspondence from them is Os Gaeilge when we get anything in the post, and we'd never had an issue before up to that point, but at that stage they said they'd sent it out and we hadn't received it, so they said they'd send a second copy of her school report, and obviously we were concerned because she was going into her third year, and obviously she was supposed to do her junior cert this year as well, but not happening now. But they sent out a second copy, and the weeks went by, and we still hadn't received anything again, so we contacted them again. And eventually the school secretary just said, listen, what's your address in English? She said, I don't understand this. Have you ever had an issue before? And we said, no. But they sent it out anyway, in the English format, and we got it no problem. And the school then, they double checked with us that we actually received it, and it was when my daughter was getting ready to actually go back into school that we actually got a report. But then the secretary got into contact again and said that they had the reports sent back to the school, and because one of them had said that we weren't at this address, or there was no address. And the reality was, it wasn't a registered piece of post. It was just regular post, you know, an envelope that goes through your letterbox. Mm. So I think that was, you know, someone just being lazy that didn't bother to follow up, because apparently all the local post offices have a register of all roads in their area and that, and with the English and then the Irish version.
Yeah,
so
they got in touch with us actually, because when we were talking about this, to say that they'll deliver posts to, you know, any address, whether it's Irish or English, because they have to, by law they have to do so. But I mean,
exactly.
where there might be an issue though is if they can't read the address, if they can't read the handwriting, or if it's incorrect, then there becomes an issue.
Yeah. No, the addresses were actually typewritten. You know, they were on labels typed out. And we'd never had an issue before. Now, I understand last summer with the lockdown and everything, OnPost took on a lot of staff because everybody was getting everything through the post, whether with all the shopping online.
Yeah, there was certainly an increase. All right, there's no doubt about that. Can I just bring in Monty as well? Monty, what's your point on this?
Oh, so I just wanted to get in contact just to say, because when I heard it, it was a bit sad hearing other people calling in and saying, you know, why is the guy talking about his name in Irish, and why wouldn't he just say it in English just to receive it? And when I heard that myself, I was thinking, you know, I'm from Lithuania, and I came to Ireland about 20 years ago. And, you know, it seems like people just have no issues losing culture, which the Irish language is part of your culture. And it's just kind of sad to hear people have no issues just absolutely ignoring, you know, other people's opinions, let's say, or a choice to have an Irish address and to use an Irish name.
Okay, well, listen, Monty, thanks for getting in touch with us and sharing your view with us here today on Lunchtime Live, and also as well to Nessa, who got in contact with us too on the programme.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.